Ai, tēnā anō koutou, me kapi te rā waiata nāku nā te mea. Kei konei tāku kai waiata, kaua e huri mai i tēnei waiata ka tino kapi atu nā te mea kei konei tāku kai kōrero mō te wahanga o tēnei rā i runga te kuaka mārangaranga. Nā, ko Gurley Clark ahau, ka mautu kei konei tāku kai kōrero, ko Mika Haka, i tēnei wahanga, e whakarongo mai ki a Māua e kōrero ana. Ngari, ko te kōrero te reo Pākehā hau me wetahi o ngā kupu me hauatu e wetahi Māori ki roto. Nā, ki a koutou e whakarongo mai ana anō mō tēnei kaupapa i a Māua. Greetings to you, Mika, and I'm sure you're introducing yourself. What, where are you at? And of course, what do you do at this time of this particular session we're going to have today? So I'll let you have a kōrero.
All right. Ata mārie e koutou, ko taku mwendo kaitahu, kati mamoe, me te mātua whangai Ngāpuhi. I'm actually originally mātua whangai to a Pākehā family in Timaru when I was a boy, but my papa is a Pau from Kaikohe originally. I've never met him, but I have met my birth mother, so we probably have whānau around there listening to this morning. So kia ora whārau, all the ones out there. But nā I Puki Tāpapa, Tāmaki Makaurau, and currently working on my latest pikitia called Girl, which is about the life of our famous Maori drag queen, transgender, infamous queen called Carmen. So this is it's kind of a short film, but it's also a feature. It's kind of a fantasy. I would say it's my disguised retelling of the true story of Carmen, New Zealand's infamous Maori drag queen, because when you see the film, there are many people both alive and now no longer here. And I'm from an old school like Carmen and Meritamita, who helped me in Dalvanius, where we don't need to expose people once they've left this, you know, once they've left this plane. Yeah, I mean, there's some famous All Blacks, all sorts of people who went to the club and, you know, may have had a bit of a tattoo, shall we say, with the local girls. So we like to keep those things discreet. But the film itself is magical fantasy and very takatāpui. I've taken our Māori sort of social history ideas into this more so than our Pākehā whānau. And that's because, hey, let's face it, Māori have always been in these clubs. We've been the entertainers, we've been the cooks, we've been running them since time. You know, we were always there, the Māori Volcanics, Dalvanius, you know, all the Quintikis, all of those groups, they were all doing things back in that period. I mean, you'll remember yourself, 60s, 70s, around the world, Māori groups were, John Rawls was number one in three countries, wasn't he, in the 70s? So, you know, Carmen is part of that legacy. Aye.
Right. That's right. You're dead right, because those era. And it was very, very interesting, and the social life we had,
yes.
It was, you know, I would say it was good. It was happy and
happy.
Enjoyable, you know, and mixing with other, you know, families and getting to know
yes.
them and friends, eh?
And if you think about it, I mean, we all remember the old socials. You bring a plate with a Band-Aid underneath with your name written on it to return the plate at the end of the night. It's those things that I've also found when I was making the film. I was lucky that Te Puni Kokiri supported the rangatahi to be involved in the film. And as I was doing it, and these are young, you know, relatively educated young people, you know, between 18 and 30 and Māori, and they knew very little of the social history of what their grandparents and grandparents had been through. And as I was explaining some of it, they were like, what? Yeah, once upon a time, everyone in New Zealand left school and went to a job. You finished on Friday, you started on Monday. Mm. And they went, what?
That's right.
And in the old days, you had a job for life. What? Like, you know, and there's all these things that they learn, and the way that Māori, as you and I very well know, from the late 60s, mid 70s, one of the largest mass migrations of rural to urban mass in the world, were urban Māori just trying to survive in this non-Māori environment. Because I've been doing a lot of research, girlfriend, and I tell you, there are not many Māori in any of the commercials, any of the adverts, you know, we just weren't there. I mean, we all remember when, you know, Marama, the weather girl, appeared, we went, what? There's a Māori on TV. So, and that's, you know, we didn't have our first, I don't think, what was it? Was it the late 70s or early 80s? We had our first kind of Māori television on, you know, series, and that was written by white people, of course, back then. Thankfully, those things have changed. Now, Māori can write Māori things, Māori can speak in Te Reo Māori and sing in Te Reo Māori, and we can make things. It's a beautiful world. When you've got Taika, you know, and Chelsea Winstanley right up there, they're on the Oscars board, you know, voting now. You've Merata Mitra, of course, has the world-famous scholarship at Sundance. I mean, we are a determined, focused people, I say. And we all know that we all stand on the shoulders of giants. I mean, you know, it was Merata Mitra, like I said, and Delvanius and Carmen, who encouraged me to be, you know, the quiet little entertainer that I am. But yes, we need more of it. Even for young ones, as you, I think you know, my charity, Mika Haka. Oh, for listeners, my charity is easy, mikahaka.com. Yeah, just go in there, you see the foundation work. What we do a lot of socials here where they can just come along and hang out, and there just aren't places for young people to hang out without all the drugs, the alcohol, the, you know, pretense. And I think that's an important aspect as we move forward with rangatahi, because it's no secret our mental health and suicide and anxiety amongst young people is at a horrendous rate, you know, horrific rate with young people. So what I like to do here, all the work I do, I mean, as you also know, we released this week Mika Haka, the original album. 20 years this year. I had Ngāpō Wehi, Henari Te Ua, all these people helping us make a hip-hop haka album. It's being released today, and it's on all platforms. It's actually on YouTube. Actually, you'll be able to listen to it free if you don't have Spotify or Deezer or Apple Music. It's there to be able to listen to. I think, though, when I was making this film with Carmen, it is fabulous. There's songs, there's great costumes. However, the thing that I want to get across is how Māori, how we don't play the victim. You know, how we get up and we carry on. We don't play the victim. We know we've been excluded. Look, there isn't a single hoary fella out there who knows when he walks into one of those shops, they get that look. You know the look I'm talking about, the one that you, but we survived. Yeah, you know, we all know it. All the listeners, they know that look. So the work I do often is, you know, I have to take a whole bunch of them with me to these really flash places just so they know they can get in. Not that they want to go in, quite a difference, but that they can get in. So girl film was also the same. There was at least 10 young people who've gone on to make their own films, believe it or not, since doing girl. I mean, you know, web series, doesn't matter what. It's the fact that they are doing and still being able to dream. You know, here Moin Moiao, we want to keep dreaming. Mm. You know, we want that whole, to be free. We need a lot more freedom. Do you notice too, some of these interviews, we start falling into this whole rhetoric as Māori of saying, well, Māori are doing this, the Māori, we are. But I think what's important is that we keep working together. I personally believe Māori are more, they're very supportive. That's my feeling. Generally are very supportive of each other. Much more than, say, when the Pākehā tried to split us away. Do you remember the old-fashioned thing? I'm a part Māori. Remember that? You're a part Māori. All that nonsense. Yeah. You know, we says, well, which part of you is Māori? Sorry, your big toe? What is it? No, so, you know, you're Māori. That's it. Māori. Or if you want to say you're Māori-French, Māori, whatever. You know, so, yeah.
Oh, very good. Hey, Mika, for this one, I'm going to ask you, you've got girl on this.
Yes.
Is it on just on YouTube and Spotify?
No, Girl is part of the New Zealand International Film Festival, and it's in Wellington, but it's also online. So you'll be able to watch it online. If, obviously, people can't get to Auckland or Wellington, or where is it? In New Plymouth. But again, if you just go mikahaka.com/girl, G-U-R-L, all the information will come up. But the New Zealand International Film Festival, the Ngā Whanaunga Shorts, it's part of 5 different shorts, and Chelsea Winstanley, who has just made the Academy Awards board voting, she can now vote. Wonderful young Māori producer-director. She's got one of her films on there as well. So you can go on. I think it's only $10 to watch online, and you get to watch it for, now I'm guessing here, but it's either 24 or 48 hours. I think it's $10, and you get to watch it. So if you want to see our films, please do. Yeah, but if you want to hear my music free, you can just go onto YouTube and go Mika Haka and all the music will come up.
Yeah. Oh, kia ora mai anō. Oh, well, it's lovely to talk to you. You've actually, you know, expressed a lot of the film that's going to come part of this and everything else with it and where we can find you. So it'll be up to everyone with their own discretion to go in there and have a look, eh?
Aye, aye.
Oh, kia ora mai anō ki a koe.
Aye, nā mihi mo te kōrero.
Aye, kia ora mai anō. Mika,
hei
kona rā. Aye, hoki mai. Ko Mika Haka tērā, ka mutu e kōrero ana ki tā rātou pikitia e karangangi ana girl, and tēne ki e poto noi ono tēne pikitia ana. It's a short film, and kei a koutou no te titiro, kei runga, it's online, and it's called on YouTube, and it's called Girl, G-U-R-L. Ne, it's online, come to pina, .co.nz. Ngari titirongi e raro I tana ingoa, M-I-K-A, Haka, H-A-K-A. Nā, ko ena ano, ka titiro koe tana, hitori mo Carmen Rupe tana ingoa kamutu. Kei kona, maawane titiro, kei kona ano koe e huroane te kata ki wetahe o ngā mahi I ngā tau. In 1960, 1970, si kona katoa rātu I pōneke e mahi ana wena mahi. Ngari maha rāna a hauake ano, iau noho ana I reira, here ana mātou ki ngā kanikani I reira, kamutu kakite I koe I a rātou e herere maina o te ātahua kia kite koe ngā kākahu papai ke I a rātou katoa. Ka tino pai ki te kanikani, pai ki te mea tu kia koe e pai ana rāne koe, ki te haere mai ki te kanikani, ko haere mai ko hoanga ingia koe. Kei kona katoa, nā ia mātou e haerere ana I pōneke I era tau. Nā, ko tēnei te hitori e kōrero nei Mika pena hihe ana koutou ki te titiro I ēnei āhuatanga I nā mua. Ngari te mea pai, kau mātou I tūkinungia kona mātou hono e āta tirotiro ana ngā Māori e hono hono ana no ngā wāhi katoa o Aotearoa. Mea we tahi ato no ngā manene I reira. Kia ora mai anō mō tēnei a kōrero kia tātou katoa.